From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. The news you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, telephone numbers, fax numbers, email or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to start off with a job announcement here. The Sea Turtle Restoration Project works to protect and restore sea turtle populations worldwide, and they have a job for a highly motivated individual with an office background to join the Sea Turtle Restoration Project's small staff as a full-time team member. Qualified applicant will have strong office experience and an interest in environmental issues. Should have several years of experience in the office environment, located in Forest Knolls in rural West Marin County, California, approximately 30 miles north and west of San Francisco. Uncle Dennis knows where Forest Knolls is. Extremely pretty place. Responsibilities include managing a member database, office management, bulk mailings, office equipment, operation, bookkeeping, member requests and public outreach, managing the merchandise program, recruiting, managing volunteers and eco tours, and some data entry and report production. You'll need computer skills, be a team player, and ability to work independently is on multiple projects simultaneously. Sounds like you need to do everything that's needed to be done. Salary, well, in the low 20s, but you do get excellent health, dental, and vacation benefits. Here's how to apply. Send a resume and a cover letter to Sea Turtle Restoration Project Job Search, P.O. Box 400, Forest Knolls, California, 94933. Once again, that's Sea Turtle Restoration Project Job Search, P.O. Box 400, Forest Knolls, California, 94933. Or if you want to fax your application to 415-488-0372, I'm sure they'd be glad to get it. Once again, that fax number, 415-488-0372, and the position is currently open and will be open until it is filled. People of color and women are encouraged to apply. Looking for a new website to visit? The Call to Action website is up and flying. Please wing your way over to www.calltoaction.org. Let them know what you think. That's www.calltoaction.org. And like Casey Neal music, Uncle Dennis loves Casey Neal music. Coming up, Casey Neal will be in Tacoma, Washington on February 26th for the Wintergrass Festival. It's a Celtic show with the John Whalen Band. More information at www.wintergrass.com. And it's the Northwest's biggest bluegrass festival. And then March 3rd, Casey will be in Eugene, Oregon, at the University of Oregon Environmental Law Conference in Agate Hall with some Vancouver, B.C. Celt rockers, the Clumsy Lovers. And Casey's looking forward to seeing you all on the road. Coming up later this month is the Religious Campaign for Forest Conservation. They're going to do some lobbying February 27th through March 1st. Invite folks to join them if you want more information, write to the Religious Campaign for Forest Conservation, 409 Mendocino Avenue, Suite A, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. Once again, that's their lobbying campaign. It's going to take place in Congress February 27th through March 1st. And once again, the address, a Religious Campaign for Forest Conservation, 409 Mendocino Avenue, Suite A, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. And coming up March 2nd at the University of Georgia, the Athens Forestry Symposium, The Future of Forestry Goods in 20 Years. It's a panel discussion on the current forestry and pulp industry issues with the UGA Forestry School representatives, Dogwood Alliance, Ecology Movement, and Paper Industry, all representing and presenting positions and answering questions. That's going to be held again March 2nd at 7 p.m. at Georgia Hall in the Tate Center on the University of Georgia Atlanta Athens campus. For more information, contact Hans at 706-613-5984. Once again, that's 706-613-5984. And March 3rd and 4th, the second annual Southern Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Conference is going to be held at King College in Bristol, Tennessee. Lots of stuff on lots of stuff. Once again, that's the second annual Southern Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Conference, March 3rd and 4th. Contact Rural Resources, their phone number, 423-636-8171. That's 423-636-8171. Or RuralRes, RURALRES, at xtn.net. That's RuralRes at xtn.net. And be sure, if you're on the web, to visit rainforest.care2.com. This is a site that's buying rainforest property and saving it. rainforest.care2.com. There's no www in front of that, but there is in front of thehungersite.com, www.thehungersite, all one word, .com, where you can donate rice to starving people. Coming up February 28th through March 2nd is the National Forest Protection Alliance meeting at Brighton Bush Hot Springs. You better register real quick for this one. Registration deadline is February 18th, and I think most folks out there on the internet are going to miss this deadline. But what do you do? Well, the address for registration, probably going to have to do it by email, russell@wildrockies.org. That's Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. At wildrockies.org, register for that National Forest Protection Alliance Strategy and Planning Meeting, Monday, February 28th through Thursday, March 2nd at Brighton Bush in Oregon. Also coming up is the 18th Annual Salmonid Restoration Federation Conference. This is being held in Fortuna. That's in Northern California in Humboldt County. The date is March 2nd through March 5th. Lots of workshops on grant writing, riparian habitat conservation strategies, the Eel River genetics, a whole bunch of stuff. Want more information? Call the Salmonid Restoration Federation at 707-268-8182. That's 707-268-8182 for more information, or you can get on the web at www.northcoastweb.com/SRF. Once again, that's www.northcoastweb, all one word, .com/SRF. All right, and the fury of Britain's farmers impact directly on the government when Agriculture Minister Nick Brown had his face smeared with a chocolate eclair by a woman protester, said to have links with anti-genetically modified crop protest groups, halfway through an angry confrontation between Mr. Brown and farmers at their union conference. In a related incident, after being besieged by more than 500 rioting demonstrators disguised in ski masks at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Indonesian President Abdurrahman Wahid arrives in the United Kingdom today along with 10 ministers and 100 Indonesian corporate directors for a business seminar with 400 invited delegates from British industry.
Any more pie out there?
Need a lot more pie. And March 13th is the Stoltman Wilderness International Day of Action. March 13th is in Stoltman Wilderness is in British Columbia. Dozens of environmental and campus groups around North America will demonstrate against Interfors, that's International Forest Products, clear-cut destruction of the Stoltman Wilderness. March 13th coincides with the first day of the trial in Vancouver for 13 citizens arrested for protesting Interfor's clear-cutting operations in the Stoltman Wilderness last summer. If you'd like more information, contact Bryce at Friends of the Alajo Valley. That's Bryce at envirolink.org, B-R-Y-C-E at envirolink.org, or try his phone, 604-255-6967. And help support the locked-out Kaiser workers in Washington State starting tomorrow. That's this is in March. March 25th through March 27th in Tacoma, Washington, a coalition of environmentalists, trade unionists, and students, community activists, people of faith, and outraged citizens, that includes Uncle Dennis, will use the power of mass nonviolent protest to show solidarity with the struggles of the locked-out Kaiser aluminum steel workers. Maxam, owned by corporate raider and former savings and loan tycoon Charles Hurwitz, boo hiss, acquired the Kaiser Aluminum and Pacific Lumber companies in the 1980s using junk bond financing. To help pay off these junk bonds, Hurwitz sold or closed half of Kaiser's plants and tripled the cut on the Headwaters Forest. So anyway, that's March 25th through March 27th in Tacoma, Washington. Support the Kaiser Steelworkers. Stand up against corporate greed and globalization. And for more information, contact Seattle, 206-654-6779. That's 206-654-6779. Or here's an email address you've all heard before. Kim2, K-I-M-2, at chickmail.com. Kim2 at chickmail.com. All right, it's 6 weeks away from the Biodevastation 2000, which is happening in Boston, which will likely be the largest yet anti-genetic engineering gathering in the U.S. Groups all over New England and elsewhere are organizing for this event, but they need help. They need experienced organizers. If you know of anyone who can come to Boston during the next 6 weeks and help create this event, or if you can do it yourself, contact Mark. His number, 877-9-RESIST, and that is a toll-free number. Contact Mark at 877-9-RESIST. And if you can't go to Boston, organize a bus or a caravan from wherever you are to Boston. That's in about 6 weeks, 1st of April, I believe, 1st through 7th.
I think it's the last week of March.
Last week of March? They don't list the dates here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like the 24th to the 30th of March.
Okay.
And Boston is a nice place, too. I recommend it. I lived there for many years.
Yeah, Uncle Dennis sure wishes people would put dates on their stuff and phone numbers and stuff like that. Let's get into some activist news here. Activists from Earth First Kitua protested at the Kingston coal plant located just off I-40 in Tennessee a week ago. Over large amounts of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, carbon dioxide that are released into the atmosphere from that nasty little place. Of all the nitrogen oxide recorded in the Smoky Mountains, 15% to 20% of it comes from Tennessee Valley Authority's coal-burning facilities, and that's according to Tennessee Valley Authority itself. And of all the eastern TVA plants, Kingston is the largest emitter of sulfur dioxide. Sounds like they had an interesting little demonstration down there. And from Albuquerque, we read, the New Mexico livestock industry won a victory last week over the environmental group Forest Guardians. U.S. District Judge Edwin Meacham of Albuquerque ordered the New Mexico-based Forest Guardians not to release to the public any information they had obtained from the U.S. Forest Service regarding escrow waivers. The Forest Guardians and the U.S. Forest Service were also ordered to share whatever information they already had been given to the public, including newspapers and other environmental organizations, with the intervening parties in the case, mostly livestock interests. Forest Guardians filed suit against the U.S. Forest Service under the Freedom of Information Act last June. The group sought information about grazing permits and escrow waivers, which allow banks to hold U.S. Forest Service grazing permits as collateral on loans made to ranchers who graze on public lands. If the rancher is foreclosed upon by the bank, the grazing permit does not revert back to the U.S. Forest Service. Instead, in a policy used since the 1930s, the permit is held by the bank with the loan. The bank then sells the foreclosed property along with the U.S. Forest Service grazing permit. And the interveners in the case are fighting the release of escrow information based on the Privacy Act and a portion of the Freedom of Information Act, which states that personal financial data cannot be released. Well, that's a tough break for Forest Guardians, who basically do great work. They've locked up a lot of streams and rivers down in the Southwest trying to fight those very same livestock ranchers. And from Seattle, we read that the flagship of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society has embarked upon a mission to put the worsening plight of marine wildlife at the top of the agenda of world governments. The 180-foot ocean warrior will cross two oceans and make port in at least a half a dozen countries. After a stop last weekend at an international pelagic shark conservation conference in Monterey and Los Angeles, California, the vessel is headed to San Ignacio Lagoon in Mexico, site of the controversial proposed Mitsubishi salt mine. The Ocean Warrior will also run shark and dolphin poaching patrols off of Costa Rica. And activists will be on the Newfoundland-Labrador front during the spring Canadian seal hunt on the other side of the Atlantic. They will patrol for illegal drift netters in the Mediterranean, then go to the Faroe Islands, a protectorate of Denmark that is the site of the world's largest whale hunt and the subject of a Sea Shepherd boycott that has shut off more than 20,000 European outlets to Faroe Island fish exports. Who are they? Well, we're private citizens who are forced to take action due to the failure of our governments to protect our common heritage, said Captain Paul Watson, who will command Ocean Warrior's international volunteer crew on her 17,000-mile voyage. When the laws of man lag too far behind the laws of nature, we don't hesitate to obey the higher law. Under Captain Watson's command, the Society has sunk 9 whaling ships, rammed several drift netters, and clashed with the governments of the U.S., Canada, and Denmark over unsustainable fishing practices. And in other whaling news, the case against the macaw whale hunt activist has been thrown out. The U.S. Coast Guard has dropped criminal charges against a whale activist for protesting the macaw whale hunt on Nea Bay, Washington in November of 1998. Brett Seiler of Nehalem, Oregon, was charged with violating a law, operating a vessel in a negligent manner that endangered life, limb, or property. The case was originally filed as a felony, then reduced to a civil charge carrying an $1,100 fine. The Coast Guard subsequently reduced the fine to $750, at which point Seiler appealed. This month, David J. Cantor, Deputy Chief of the U.S. Coast Guard Office of the Maritime and International Law, reviewed the appeal and found that the government's case hinged on testimony of a Coast Guard commanding officer which contained little factual account and was, quote, merely conjecture and, in fact, somewhat contradictory. Cantor ordered the violation dismissed. Hey, folks, were you arrested during WTO? Suffered police misconduct even if you weren't arrested? Were you tear gassed? Did you have civil rights violated? Were you within the city limits of Seattle? There will be a public meeting. Well, I guess at this point there was a public meeting. That was yesterday, February 23rd, at the Dan Legal Office. If you weren't there, you can still get information. Darn, they didn't. I thought they had news address here. Well, forget it, folks. If you're arrested, tough luck. There's no information. I'm sorry. I usually try and screen those stupid ones out that don't have information in, but sometimes they sneak through. Hello, this is the news from David Pike, also known as Agent Creamy Jeans, with a special missive for dessert lovers. I'm a baker of pies currently serving with the Biotic Baking Brigade, Norteria regulars. We deliver some of these pies to faces of accountable public figures. Various groups and allies of the Biotic Baking have successfully gotten into quite a few haughty ones to eat humble pie recently, including the CEOs of Chevron and Monsanto, the mayor of San Francisco, the now ex-head of the World Trade Organization, the current head of the International Monetary Fund, and probably and most famously, Mr. Big Bucks Bill Gates. Pie flinging is an ongoing and spreading worldwide. My cohorts and I choose to follow the biotech batter strategy and visit a more obscure, though world-prominent in this field, geneticist and animal cloner, Dr. Neil First. We aired our pies and dissenting opinions and delivered a brilliantly frightening lecture at the University of New Hampshire on cloning livestock populations with desirable and more profitable engineering traits. This caused quite a stir. The University of New Hampshire police were boiling mad, and the media ate it up. Well, to make this true story shorter, I was tracked down and arrested through the expense of 7 police departments, including the New Hampshire State Police, and charged with felony conspiracy and simple assault. The felony was based on the idea we had conspired to use creamy pies to destroy a projection screen behind Dr. First. This truly half-baked baloney yuck was eventually dropped. However, I stood trial for assault with a creamy pie found and sentenced to 3 months in jail and $1,000 fine. The jail and $600 were suspended pending 2 years of good behavior. I immediately appealed to get a jury trial in Superior Court. I am now preparing a final legal banquet in this matter, to which I invite you and all your friends. I would like to host a really huge potluck in the county DA's office in the form of letters to him. I ask you to write a card or letter to Peter K. Odom. That's O-D-O-M. And here's the three ingredients. Why you think he should drop all the assault charges against me, David C. Pike. Second, your opinion on the continuing use of public resources to prosecute a sweet tooth as a violent criminal. And your favorite pie recipe, including topping if you're so inclined. Here's the address. The DA's address. Peter K. Odom, O-D-O-M, Office of the Stratford County Attorney, P.O. Box 799, Dover, New Hampshire, 03821. That's, once again, that's Peter K. Odom, O-D-O-M, Office of the Stratford, S-T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D, County Attorney, P.O. Box 799, Dover, New Hampshire, 03821. And phone calls are great, too. His number is 603-749-2808. That's 603-749-2808. And you have until March 20th to get those opinions to the district attorney there. Or you can show up in court at the Superior Courthouse, Town Farm Road in Dover, New Hampshire, on March 22nd, and watch David discuss his case. All right. Anyway, let's dig into a few matters that require public comment here in a few minutes. And, David, you should probably ready your guitar.
Okay.
So, anyway, if you hadn't guessed, David Rovix is in the studio with me tonight. And, we're going to have a little music from him as we get go here. Anyway, things that require your comments. Dear Friends of the Forest, a very destructive timber industry bill, Senate Bill 1608, is being pushed through the U.S. Senate by pro-timber senators. This bill will increase payments to rural counties for schools in order to compensate them for lower revenue-sharing payments resulting from decreasing logging levels on national forest. However, the bill mandates that 25% of this increased payment must be used for timber sales and other destructive activities on national forests, and sets up committees comprised of local special interests, mainly timber, to decide how these funds will be spent. As such, Senate Bill 1608 not only substantially increases funding for federal timber sales, but also transfers decision-making power over forest management to local timber interests. And talk about putting the charge of the hen house didn't sound like a good idea to Uncle Dennis. It will significantly increase deforestation on our public lands. So what do you do? Well, want you to make a call. And the person you're going to call is Richard Riley, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. His number is 202-401-3000. Now, that's the first time Uncle Dennis has ever asked anyone to call the Department of Education, but what the hell, I'm all for it. Richard Riley, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education, his number 202-401-3000. Leave a message and tell him to talk to the president. Tell the president to oppose Senate Bill 1608, oppose any rural schools funding legislation, which includes payments for logging activities, and support complete decoupling of education funding from logging, and support direct guaranteed payments to rural counties for education. It's something that's real important in small towns in forest areas, because if they're surrounded by forest lands, they don't have a lot of tax base in order to support their schools. So it's really important that instead of using logging proceeds to support those schools, that we just make a direct federal payment to it and decouple logging from those payments. All right, and call your senators, too. Wherever you are, you have a senator. Tell them to oppose Senate Bill 1608. All right. Well, we have a couple more minutes here in our first half hour of our show. Can I make a request, David?
Sure.
Since we talked about the Biotic Baking Brigade, perhaps you could melodiously enlighten us as to the activities of the infamous Biotic Baking Brigade.
So here's one for Creamy Jeans and Agent Apple and Blackberry and all those other folks. And the Guncock.
See the man in his limousine with his tie and well-pressed shirt, hoping that he's not been seen on the lookout for dessert. He knows he is guilty and a visit might be paid by the vegan vigilantes of the Biotic Baking Brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the Baking Brigade delivers. If you sell your city's soul to the landlord's greedy pack, you, my friend, have earned yourself a tasty pastry snack. You can call yourself a liberal and hope your crimes will fade, but your sellout soul will be exposed by the Biotic Baking Brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the Baking Brigade delivers. If you cut down the last of the forests, spew poison in the air, don't you be surprised to find that cheesecake in your hair. Yes, if you are a corporate criminal, you've surely made the grade to receive a fresh baked goodie from the Biotic Baking Brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the Baking Brigade delivers. Scoundrels of industry, we know of your disgrace. So smile for the camera with the cream pie in your face. You can hope that we won't find you out as you're hiding in the shade. But someday soon you'll meet your doom, the Biotic Baking Brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the Baking Brigade delivers. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the Baking Brigade delivers.
Well, that's David Rovix and the Baking Brigade song. And this is Uncle Dennis on Earth First Radio, back in just a couple of minutes, so stand by.